President Bush is in the tiny Gulf nation of Bahrain tonight. He'll visit the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Earlier today, he had a chance to thank U.S. troops based in Kuwait. He also got an update on the war in Iraq from his commander, General David Petraeus, and the ambassador to Baghdad, Ryan Crocker. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the president and filed this report.
President Bush says he thinks Iraq is a different place from a year ago. Violence is down and hope is returning. But as for hopes that U.S. troops can begin to draw down faster, Mr. Bush said that will depend on the conditions on the ground and on what General David Petraeus thinks he needs.
My attitude is, if he didn't want to continue the drawdown, that's fine with me, in order to make sure we succeed. See, I said to the general, if you want to slow her down, fine. It's up to you.
When reporters pressed Petraeus about this, he would give no promises.
We've begun to analyze the possible alternatives and to look at the possibility for reductions beyond the reduction to 15 brigades in July.
But President Bush didn't get into that sort of detail when he spoke to several thousand troops gathered at the Arif Jan military base south of Kuwait City.
Hoo-ah!
The president thanked them for serving and said the U.S.
out.
Is in an ideological struggle in the Middle East.
It's hard work that you're doing, but it's necessary work. It's hard to be away from your home, but that's a soldier's life. When you get the email in your family, you tell them I checked in with you. And you're looking pretty good.
The crowd was not overly enthusiastic, though. Sergeant Jamie Serrano, who's on his third tour doing logistical support for the Iraq War, says he was glad the president came to Camp Arif Jan, but he was hoping for something more.
He just gave us thanks, which we appreciate. But as far as foreseeing the future, I expected more.
A member of a National Guard unit from Tennessee, Specialist Outlaw, didn't even really want to be there.
I'm kind of mad because I could have been sleeping right now. Yeah, we got voluntold to come here, so it's all right. Don't mess with Texas.
It was also a chilly day today in Bahrain, but the president got a warm red carpet welcome there, complete with a traditional dance by robed men holding rifles and swords. When President Bush was given a sword, he held it over his head just as the dancers had done. President Bush said he's the first sitting U.S. president to visit here, and he told the king it's about time. Bahrain is a strategically located country and a host to the U.S. Naval Fifth Fleet, which the president plans to visit tomorrow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Manama, Bahrain.